Concerns about Joe Biden's cognitive decline resurfaced during debate. By Kyle Olson on March 16, 2020. It's been 92 days since former Vice President Joe Biden released his medical history, but he wasn't subjected to a cognitive functioning test. The only test that hasn't been done is the cognitive functioning test. Stuart J. Olshinsky, a professor of public health at the University of Illinois at Chicago, told The Washington Post in December 2019. But the fact that he's on the campaign trail and meeting a rigorous travel and meeting schedule probably would suffice as a replacement for the formal test for cognitive functioning. Biden's confusion was evident again on Sunday during the debate with Senator Bernie Sanders. "We've been through this before with the coronavirus. Excuse me, we've been through this before with dealing with the viruses. The N1H1 virus, as well as what happened with Africa," Biden said, seemingly forgetting the name of the Ebola virus. "The swine flu is H1N1. Another time, Biden uttered the sacrilegious phrase to any open borders proponent, "undocumented alien." "There are certain things you cannot deport an undocumented alien for, an undocumented person for," Biden said. As the mainstream media set its collective sights on taking out Bernie Sanders since the South Carolina primary, it has largely ignored Biden's other obvious mental and verbal missteps, such as saying he'll appoint the first black woman to the U.S. Senate, urging voters to show up on Super Thursday, claiming Iowa and Nevada have spoken after the New Hampshire primary, stating the Obama administration created the DACA program in 1976, telling a group of students that MLK and RFK were killed in the late 70s, repeatedly misstating his location, such as when he claimed he was in Ohio, when, in fact, he was in Iowa. Biden's defenders countered the questions by calling them a disgusting smear tactic and pinning them on Donald Trump's campaign. Kate Bedingfield, Biden's deputy campaign manager, told Fox News that they amount to a false, misleading conspiracy theory, before questioning how many times host Ed Henry has struggled to complete a sentence on air. But it's not just Trump's campaign raising questions. Liberals are, as well. In June, MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell wondered if Biden still had his stuff for a debate. "How sharp is he?" she asked. In September, an analyst on MSNBC's Morning Joe said, "There are growing concerns among Democrats, in terms of whether he's up for this," before adding, "A lot of his sentences don't make sense. He's having trouble completing thoughts." Former Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein asked what the Democrats' plan is to counter the claims. Anna Kasparian of the Young Turks came right out and said it. "Joe Biden doesn't stand a chance against Trump due to vulnerabilities in his record and cognitive decline. We all see it," she added. "Don't insult our intelligence." Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @KyleOlson4.